it may be more novel than the usually most examples, but I suppose of this specific kind, yes, probably. And I don't read a ton of baseball fiction either, non-romance baseball fiction, but this was the best of both works, at least as far as I can tell.
Well, I have a few things that really impressed me a lot. I wanted to write a book, I got into the kind of teacher section, but I wanted to write a book. I had heard from serious kids on it, but I wanted people who really knew the game well to be able to read it and say, you know, this kind of resonated, this feels baseball-y, and it's just feeling more messy. But to kind of backtrack, so what designed the romance novel are dreaming? So when I cast out a central love story, so there's a lot of fiction, as you said, with strong romantic elements, but this, it sort of has to be such that if you remove the love story at the center of it all, the kind of book would and it needs to drive kind of all of the action in the book. The second thing is that it has to have a happy couple, so basically the main couple has to end up, or the power main couple, have to end up together and alive at the end of the book.
Okay.
So Romeo and Juliet, not a romance. Not proper. Nicholas Sparks, a lot of people are familiar with him. He writes love stories, but in his people who are going to be a dog, is actually not considered genre romance. The example that I could give that might be the most more popular in him is actually movies. So, like, She's All That would be a genre romance. So, like, this sort of like spate of late 90s, like Meg Ryan rom coms would draw characters have to achieve whatever goals they set out to, and then have to end in an optimistic way. But that doesn't mean they have to go more of the road. Mafia romance is kind of having a happy day. I don't know how much kind of spicy right now. But monster romance is really a big romance, like how it really feels like, well, people are thinking characters. But that's sort of a hard time. So, I guess the rules is genre romance, central love story, happily ever after, so the character of your life, and the same at the end, and sort of the big problem particular to the main characters has been solved in an optimistic way at the end. And so, like, you know, how do I get in the writing as well? I will not read a whole lot. And, you know, I think that people have this, like, vision, probably, of mass market paperbacks, you know, like, the covers with, like, a couple embracing on them when they think about romance. And that's fine. That's a valid kind of impression. But there's a reason that when you walk into, like, a library or a bookstore, there's so many of them. And it's because romance readers will read two different books a year.
Wow. Yeah, I wanted to ask you for context just about the popularity of romance novels, because I get the sense that they are quite popular and quite numerous, and I wondered, I suppose, do people come to them because they like baseball and they want to read romance stories set in a baseball world, or is it completely the opposite, and how does baseball romance compare to other sports romance? Is it more or less popular, would you say?
That's a tricky question to answer. I would say it's a spectrum. I think probably it's more romance readers who are interested in doing sports romance than baseball people who are into it. But there's a pretty big spectrum. The major popular sport right now for romance is actually hockey. Yeah, and there's a variety of kind of reasons to why that is. Like, it's a sport that's fairly easy to explain in terms of the rules, though I think there's probably there's a couple of hockey romances that are written by like some very good hockey people where I'm like, oh, I finally understand hybridizing. I don't think any of that understand either. But you know, there's some pretty serious ones. There's one that's back called bully interference, is actually like the equivalent of my book in terms of like talking about, you know, instead of people are